7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little money, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these aims. Cause when them think, then thing go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have a next thing coming, but when them think, then thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah. When them think, then thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this. I'm clueless where the money went in the skies.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of April the 13th, Sunday, April the 13th, 2014. This Adon, this word is used in place of the Elohim. Who are the Elohim? The Elohim are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. The Elohim are every portion of the universe, including you and me. The Elohim are the Adon. The Elohim and the Adon are spirit energy entities in the universe that are represented by the elements in the universe, and those elements are alive within you and me as well. So you and I are also Elohim Adon. Now, Adon comes from the African Kemet Aton, the Aton sun disk. Now, when you take the African Hebrew Adon, separate the A, the first syllable, A, from the second syllable, you get a dawn, a dawning, a dawn of a new age, a dawn. That has to do with the coming of the dawn, the coming of the sun. In Africa, Kemet, Aton, the sun disk, is the same reality. So the root of a dawn is the African Kemet, Aton, sun disk. We are talking about that same hydrogen atom. The hydrogen atom, the great hydrogen atom, is in command of all the little hydrogen atoms. The great Elohim is in command of all the small Elohim. The great Adon is in the command of all the small Adon. And so this Adon, the Lord here, uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D, is working on behalf working on behalf of the Most High. The Most High has empowered the hydrogen sun, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen word of God, the hydrogen Christos to order the universe. When we read of Christ involved in every facet of the universe, that is atom, hydrogen atom, Christos involved in every facet of the universe. Says nothing made in the universe without Christ. That is teaching us that the atom is the root word, original word. The atom is Christos. Christos is atom. The Greeks called that power atom or atoms. The Most High sees one atom or one atom. But the greater atom is the Christos, the Adon, or the Elohim. All of these are describing that same hydrogen atom power regulating all the smaller elements, smaller fire, spirit, energies, angels, atoms, atoms, crystals in the universe. Oh, I hope I am making this as plain as I can make it. This Adon, this atom is sending forth these four chariots. In each of these chariots, there are horses. Red horses, black horses, white horses, and grizzled and bay horses. Now, the chariots are feminine. Feminine noun, a chariot, is like a womb, you might say, carrying these elements, these entities, these spirit energies all over the universe. Now, the colors, I began to try to go into science as much as I could. I wondered if the colors, I know there are colored stars, and stars are energies, and stars represent spirit energy forces. Everything in the universe represents spirit energy forces. This is science. This is what the Africans taught. Now, there is a blue star and a red star that appear every so often to show that there is coming complete change. I first learned of the blue and the red star from my minister, Louis Farrakhan, from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I said, could these red horses and, is it blue? Did I say blue? Let me see now. Red horses, black horses, white horses, and bay horses. So there weren't blue horses mentioned here. But I wondered about the stars, the blue and the red star. And the word bay has to do with a multicolor. The bayed horses, they say the word bay has to do with two colors, typically black and white. But I suspect that the two colors could be any two colors. But I say, okay, if it's not the blue and the red star, is it maybe planets? I know the Mars planet is red. I wonder, could it be planetary bodies being sent forth? We are trying to understand how the hydrogen atom ordered the universe. The hydrogen atom is the base element in all the elements of the table of elements. Everything in the universe has fire hydrogen within itself. So we know scientifically that that enables the hydrogen sun, the hydrogen atom, also the hydrogen Ra, or the hydrogen aton, or the hydrogen Elohim, or the hydrogen Adon, or the hydrogen crystals, or the hydrogen atom. All these words mean the same. That hydrogen power, fire power in the universe, is enabled to regulate the whole of the universe. So I said, okay, I remember the zodiac. And I said, okay, let me see the zodiac and the tribes of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. I said, okay, can I see colors with Israel? Can I see colors with the tribes? Are there colors associated with zodiac signs? And I got an email from Twitter from someone who is associated with symbols, and I clicked on that website and I saw 4 fixed symbols of the zodiac. So I'm just moving. I said, I wonder if these 4 fixed signs of the zodiac may have something to do with the 4 chariots carrying horses all over the universe from the Adon, from the spirit energy entity Adon, who is doing the bidding and carrying out the instructions of the Most High Yahweh. And so I saw that there are four fixed signs in the zodiac. These are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. See, the Africans created the zodiac. And it's interesting. I was looking at Perry Stone, one of his broadcasts. I don't like his politics. His politics are jacked terrible. But he has access to secret information. You see, all of this is in the African Hebrew temple. Remember, we talked about the 7-stick menorah, the 7 candlesticks, and the 7 pole stars, and the movement of the sun in the 26,000-year cycle through the reverse zodiac, through the 7 pole stars, roughly 3,133 or so years. Every pole star, the sun remains using each of the 7 pole stars for 3,000 plus years as the earth moves on its axis in a wobble fashion. Every time the earth wobbles, there's a new north star, pole star. So this is what the 7-stick menorah is teaching us: the sun and the wobble of the earth. Science, sisters and brothers, moving through the 7 pole stars. So we know the zodiac is in the temple. Perry Stone said that the rabbis in Israel, these European Jewish rabbis, have taught Perry Stone that the ancient Hebrews, we know the ancient Hebrews are African, that the ancient Hebrews drew in the floor, placed in the floor, the 12 signs of the zodiac. This power of divination, this power of zodiac, right in the temple, the African Hebrew temple. So we knew we were on the right track. Now, the 4 fixed signs of the zodiac that I believe may be the 4 chariots are the Taurus and the Leo and the Scorpio and the Aquarius. Taurus, in the spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn in the southern hemisphere. Taurus is associated with spring in the northern hemisphere and autumn or fall in the southern hemisphere. Leo is summer in the northern hemisphere and winter in the southern hemisphere. Scorpio has to do with autumn in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern hemisphere. The Aquarius is associated with winter in the northern hemisphere and summer in the southern hemisphere. And we're going to study more on that and bring more information to you. But I said, okay, which tribes are associated with these four fixed signs, which I suspect may be the four chariots, and what are the colors of these tribes? Taurus is associated, come on, Taurus, where are you now? Taurus is associated, here it is, associated, Taurus is associated with Issachar. Now, the color of Issachar is a blue-black, Leo is associated with Judah, and Judah is sky blue. Scorpio is associated with Dan, and Dan is sapphire blue. Aquarius is associated with Reuben, and Reuben is red. Now, the scripture says red, black, white, and double color. So I'm not saying that this is the absolute reality, where we are attempting to understand that which we never knew. But let me see if I can find something else. Let's do this again, because there are stones associated with these tribes as well. Taurus is Issachar, and the stone associated with Issachar is the Amazonite, and that is green or blue tinted green. Leo, Judah again, and Judah is associated with Sardonyx, and that's pale gray and pink. Scorpio again is Dan, and Dan is associated with the white jade, misty white. And Aquarius is Reuben, and Reuben's stone is emerald jade, and the color is emerald green. So what we are attempting to understand is how the scripture is teaching us of the construct of the universe, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, how the hydrogen atom that here is called Adon, uppercase L, is using the lowercase L lords, lowercase Adon, spirit energies, as elements in the universe and constructing the universe. Now, it said that these are the spirits. It said that these are the four spirits of the heavens. And the word spirits is Ruach, feminine word, Holy Spirit, but also defined as wind, breath, mind, the mind, and spirit. So the mind of the Most High is being dispersed by the Adon, by the hydrogen atom Adon Christos, word of God, doing the bidding of the Most High. The spirits, or the mind of the Most High, is being dispersed through the elements of the Most High, the elements in the universe now being given order and given orders and given a construct so that the universe may come into order and cease being chaotic. This word, Ruach, is also defined as air and gas. And is there not air in the universe and gas in the universe? Now, on the negative, gas teaches us of that which is vain and empty. That's the negative. But on the positive, it teaches us of the elements in the universe and the mind of the Most High in the universe. The Most High wants us to know about empty and vain things. Wants us to know about that which has solidness, you might say. Now, spirit breathes quickly in animation or agitation. So the entities in the universe carrying the mind of the Most High, causing animation or agitation. Spirit animation, vivacity, vigor, courage, temper, anger. You see, this is why the zodiac is so important, because we learn of all of the attributes and characteristics of the Most High in the universe and the universe within ourselves. We learn of anger. We learn of vanity. We learn of courage. We learn of temper. We learn of impatience and patience. See, there are great characteristics in each zodiac sign, but then there is a characteristic that is malicious, that we must guard against and ensure that we are not engulfed by the characteristic that will do us harm. This word, ruach, also defined as spirit and disposition, as troubled, bitter, or discontented. You see, sisters and brothers, what is it that causes our attitude to change? Disposition. Let's see this word, disposition. We're taking our time to understand the science. Disposition is defined as a person's inherent qualities of mind and character. Mood. The mood of a person. You can say attitude. And so we have a spirit, energy, soul, psyche, consciousness, disposition, attitude. But extenuating circumstances may be pressing on our emotions, pressing on our disposition, pressing on our attitude, trouble, bitterness, discontent with our lives, discontent with ourselves, circumstances in the system, circumstances in the family. These press on us and cause deviation of our spirit energy disposition. Disposition of various kinds. Unaccountable or uncontrollable impulse. Back to the zodiac. Some of the characteristics that are malicious have to do with that which we must hold accountable and control, because they cause us to be impulsive and can destroy us. We learn all of this by studying the zodiac, studying the universe. I am about to conclude whether or not these four signs of the zodiac are the four chariots, but we know that the zodiac is dealing with the universe, every aspect of the universe. So these four chariots, I am ready to conclude, is teaching us of studying the zodiac in the universe so that we may understand the mind of the Most High and understand our energies, our disposition, our attitudes, spirit as the seat of emotion. The definitions go on to say spirit as a gift preserved by God, God's spirit departing at death, disembodied being. So the science of understanding how a physical structure is housing the spirit, energy, soul, disposition, mind, psyche, breath of the Most High. And how, when the physical structure, the material, the mass, the matter dies, That spirit energy, soul, disposition, mind of the Most High continues to live and departs from that physical structure that was housing that spirit energy reality. Spirit is also defined as desire, sorrow, and trouble. What is it that is causing our desires? What is it that causes sorrow and trouble in our lives? It says the seat or organ of mental acts. So we're into the mind now. This is all being dispersed in the universe, sisters and brothers, by the four chariots. Oh, I wonder if those four chariots are those four fixed signs. But the 12 zodiac signs are broken down into three compartments of four. There are four fixed signs. Then there are also four mutable signs. Those are four groupings. And then there's another grouping of four. I wonder if those four chariots represent those three groupings of four carrying the elements and the spirit disposition and all of the teachings that we're understanding about the word spirit in the universe. Ah, where do we leave off? Spirit as mental acts. The seat or the organ of your mental act. The spirit disposition. How we think. The energies of circumstances pressing on our thinking. It says rarely of the will. Now the will has to do with your power. Let me see. The word will is defined as the person's will, how the person would do or would act or would behave, that strength within one that allows us to act in the future how we have determined that we should act. But there is the will of the Almighty in the universe. And this is the will that we must act upon. Spirit is also defined as moral character. Also defined as instruction and warning from the prophet. Also defined as ecstatic state of prophecy. Also defined as endowing men and women with gifts. Also defined as energy of life associated with the Shekinah glory. Never referred to as a depersonalized force. So all of this is in the definition of the word spirit. That word spirit, that reality dispersed by the four chariots. And inside the four chariots are horses. They have to represent the elements in the universe. And the elements in the universe have various colors associated with them. And these realities are dispersed in the universe and are tracked by the zodiac. And all of this reality is in the temple. And in that chapter, you later hear about Yahushua building the temple. And the universe is the temple. And the African Hebrew temple had all of this reality within it. The power of divining, the power of fortune telling, signs and omens in the temple, the colors in the temple, brass in the temple, silver and gold in the temple, and the spirit energy forces, entities, thinking, the mind of the Most High, disposition, energies, emotion. We learn all of that from studying the temple and studying the universe, the original temple, and studying our physical construct, which is the temple of the Most High. Well, Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Haile Selassie people.